With the latest Republican attempt to overhaul the Affordable Care Act seemingly dead, President Trump is reprising a theme from his presidential campaign to attack Obamacare.
Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail.
So what, if anything, can the Trump administration do to undermine the existing health care law? And what can a state like New York do to ensure the survival of its individual insurance market? We're joined by Elizabeth Benjamin. She's the vice president of health initiatives at the Community Service Society and a co-founder of the group Healthcare for All New York. Hello, Elizabeth.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, we've heard President Trump say repeatedly over the past week that with a congressional solution seemingly out of reach, his administration will just let the Affordable Care Act fail. How would that work? Can it simply fail of its own weight, or would the administration have to actively sabotage it, as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has suggested they would have to do?
Senator Schumer is exactly right. They would have to actively sabotage it. The first thing that they could do is stop paying what is known as cost-sharing reductions to the insurance companies. But in fact, they refused to sabotage it. And just yesterday, they made the July payment. So I think we are sort of safe there for now, because the Trump administration does seem to want to have the insurance companies continue to have a stable bottom line. So that's good for consumers, because it means the carriers will still participate in the market as long as they pay those cost-sharing subsidies, which helps make your deductibles and out-of-pocket expenses lower.
The president has laid out some things he could do to force the failure of the ACA. Just a few bullet points for our listeners: weakening enforcement of the individual mandate, defunding the subsidies that help, as you suggest, lower-income enrollees pay out-of-pocket costs, and redefining essential health benefits that all insurers must cover. Would any of these actions be a fatal blow to the existing health care law?
By themselves, I don't think any one of those could be a fatal blow, although the cost-sharing reductions are by far and away the most serious of the three.
Another of the methods the White House is floating to undermine the ACA would be to impose work requirements on Medicaid recipients. But isn't it true, Elizabeth, that Medicaid is administered by the states? And so wouldn't that mean that a work requirement would directly impact enrollees in states like New York and New Jersey, where governors have expressed support for Medicaid's expansion?
Right. That can't happen. The federal government cannot unilaterally force work requirements across all states. What can happen is certain states' Medicaid directors can go to the federal government and ask for what's called a waiver or special permission to violate federal Medicaid statute and say, we want to impose a work requirement before we let someone secure Medicaid. But that is extremely unlikely to happen both in New York and New Jersey. And frankly, I think there will be very few states that would do such a measure.
Let's talk a little bit more about New York, where we do have a governor voicing strong support for the federal health care law, the ACA. What more can he do to push back?
The first thing he's done is he said, okay, you insurance companies, if any of you guys are getting wobbly on us, for you to participate in our Medicaid managed care program, which is very robust and makes a lot of money for the insurance companies, then you must participate in our individual insurance marketplace. And that has really shored up the participation of the insurance companies. And then the thing that is still, you know, out there is he's looking at the filings of the insurance companies in their terms of their proposed rates. And at the outset, his superintendent of financial services, Superintendent Vullo, was very strong. And she said, you insurance companies, we don't have, you know, Affordable Care Act is still the law of the land. None of these crazy proposals that have been put out by Washington are, in fact, the law of the land. You must file your premium increases as if it's all systems normal. They said, look, these 10 essential health benefits is the law of the land, and we're going to enforce it so that all carriers must offer the 10 essential health benefits. And then, of course, our health insurance companies are barred from discriminating against people based on their pre-existing conditions.
Elizabeth Benjamin is Vice President of Health Initiatives at the Community Service Society and a co-founder of the group Healthcare for All New York. Elizabeth, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Take care.